This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for June 8th. I'm Paul Plack. International Air Transport Association Director General and CEO Giovanni Bisignani is retiring July 1st and used his last annual State of the Industry address to call on the industry to build a platform for a sustainable future based on renewed leadership, continuous innovation, and a united stand in addressing challenges and finding solutions. IATA has downgraded its 2011 airline profit forecast to $4 billion. That's down 78% from the $18 billion net profit recorded in 2010. Reports from IATA indicate Rolls-Royce is set to build a new engine for the Airbus A350-1000 to make it more competitive with the Dreamliner, but that could also lead to more development delays for Airbus. A rocket built by two Danish inventors has made a successful unmanned test flight. Boeing has issued 60-day layoff notices to about 510 employees who have been working in support of the space shuttle program. Organizers of air shows at the Millville Army Airfield Museum in New Jersey say they're finished with acrobatic jet teams after a short-notice cancellation by the Navy's Blue Angels reportedly cut deeply into their bottom line. Eclipse Aerospace reported this week it has sold out of slots in its Avio IFMS completion program through March of next year. The upgrade has drawn 100 orders. Transport Canada has certified Bombardier's Global Vision flight deck with FAA and EASA approvals expected later this year. United Continental and Delta have raised second bag fees on transatlantic flights, and Delta has a new $30 fee on a second checked bag going to Mexico or Central America. And I'll be away from the home studio the next few days for Rotors Over the Rockies at Brigham City Airport in northern Utah. Drop by and see the gyroplanes fly if you're in the neighborhood now through Saturday. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In the Aero News special feature today, it's the second part of my interview with EAA's David Ord. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.